This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Building relationships, building business. Those two factors go hand in hand for two entrepreneurial rural Kansas women who are growing their upholstery and home decor business thanks to connections and relationships that have been built through the years. It's today's Kansas Profile. Kendra Riley and her mom, Roseanne Riley, are the founders of The West Riley in Dexter, Kansas. Roseanne grew up at Winfield. She met J.C. Riley in 4-H, and years later, she and J.C. were married. They live on the family farm near Dexter and had a son and daughter, both of whom are now living nearby. Daughter Kendra earned a B.S. at K-State, a master's at Oklahoma State, and worked in the Animal Health Division at the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Kendra's grandfather passed away at age 100. In 2019, she took the opportunity to move into her grandparents' home and create a family business with her mom. Roseanne Riley was a lifelong seamstress. "The family joke is that I was born with a needle in one hand and a power tool in the other," she said. As a little girl, she made doll clothes, and then clothes for herself. In later years, she produced dresses and even got into reupholstering furniture. "Fabric manipulation is what I call it," Roseanne said. When Kendra considered moving back to join her in the business, they noted that downtown Dexter had historic buildings which needed saving. "There was an old brick building which was beginning to fall into the street," Kendra said. The Rileys acquired the building and restored it to become the storefront for their business. In Dexter, the big annual community celebration is called the Dexter Barbecue, held each year on the second Saturday of July. "We knew we wanted to have our business open in time for that," Riley said. After long hours of remodeling work, they were able to open their doors in time for the barbecue. "The entire community came out and supported us," Riley said. "It was wonderful." Kendra lives in her grandparents' house, which is 1 mile west of the house where her parents, Roseanne and J.C., live today. It was commonly referred to as the West Riley Place. When the time came to name their new business, the West Riley seemed to fit. "It's a nod to the old home place and the work ethic and morals that our grandparents left us," Riley said. "It also reflects the Western theme that they like to incorporate into their decor." Today, the West Riley performs custom reupholstery and markets quality vintage and antique furniture and home decor items. Just as it was open for the barbecue on that second Saturday in 2019, the storefront has maintained the schedule of being open on the second Saturday of each month. Of course, the rest of the time, they're busy doing the work. Custom reupholstery has become a major part of their business. "We can take an old and worn-out piece of furniture and see the vision of the finished product," Roseanne said. "They restore and, when needed, modernize the furniture. We let these pieces live on, and that brings us joy," she said. Roseanne works with fabric and Kendra with the wood. 4-H was a big part of our upbringing," Kendra said. "Looking back, I realized that my dad was the woodworking project leader and my mom was the sewing leader," she said. "Those skills would serve her well." She also credits her participation in the Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership Program for building leadership and relationships. Thanks to personal connections, the West Riley has done projects from Tennessee to California. It's a remarkable accomplishment for a business in the rural community of Dexter, population 224 people. Now that's rural. For more information, search for The West Riley on Facebook. Building business and relationships. "So much of our business comes through the connections we've made throughout our lives," Kendra said. We commend the mother-daughter duo of The West Riley for making a difference with their creative craftsmanship. I hope others can relate. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.